This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people need to see things with their own eyes to believe it.
All right.
And even when there is convincing evidence, may not be good enough for them.
Mm.
The problem with this story, like we feared when we first saw it hit the news, there is not and probably will never be an ending.
Oh.
We still don't know what the hell was going on, which leads to people making all kinds of wild claims that involve this show that being in on some massive conspiracy theory for some weird reason. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It's Wednesday, it's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week, and it's been about 2.5 weeks since there was what's believed to be a mountain lion wandering the city of Rochester.
A lion.
There is ring cam footage of something that sure as hell looks like a lion.
Mm-hmm.
Footage, according to the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Rochester PD, that was not a hoax.
Okay.
It was not edited. It is legitimate footage. There were also several eyewitnesses to the cat walking around the city outside, including this man who may have given us the greatest television moment in Rochester history.
Last night, I was just walking to the store, you know, going through my little routes, getting my couple little snacks and stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm on the side over here, and I just see people running and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? I didn't know what was going on, you know? I was like, little nervous. Next thing I know, I just kept walking. I see mad people after I see the people run, I just see something big just walking, just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise, it went right over there. And it said, rah! I seen it. So in my head, I'm like, I gotta go, man. I'm out. I ain't about to play with nobody. Look, they probably done seen it right now, so I don't know what's going on, but.
I seen it, see me, see it! Okay, but the problem, as we said before, Tommy, this story does not have an ending.
Yeah.
Since the cat was spotted that night, there have been no further sightings.
Mm.
We don't know where it went.
Could have moved on, could be hanging around.
And we still can't be entirely rock solid sure what it was.
Yes.
That has led to some people questioning what actually happened then.
What's going on?
Including this person, who seems to believe we here in the break room may be a part of something that is trying to deceive the good people of the greater Rochester area. Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, tying us to a massive cat-related conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
When are you going to go on air and admit that the Lion in the City story you covered has been a hoax, fake news story from the beginning? People have started to figure out that the story makes no sense, and it's pretty clear that from the start of this whole lie, it's not possible for a lion to be walking around in a city and just vanish into thin air. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. What freedoms are they going to try and take away because of the danger of a scary fake cat walking around? The night the supposed lion showed up, they forced people to lock down in their homes for their, quote, safety. What were they actually doing that they didn't want anyone to see?
Ooh.
It's also starting to feel like you and the rest of the media in Rochester are in on this, that you know that nothing actually happened and you're reading some script that was given to you. Just know that when this all comes out, people remember these things, and deceiving the public isn't something that is tolerated or is something that will be forgiven. Sincerely, Paul.
Pretty angry.
Yeah.
A fun story.
Yeah. So we were all in on it.
We were all of us, yeah.
But that would have to happen before 10 for myself.
What's that? This man thinks the Big Cat in the City story is a lie to take away people's freedoms.
Lock you up in the house.
Yep. He believes that the Rochester Police Department, the Department of Environmental Conservation, every Rochester media, an eyewitness that was interviewed is in on it.
And the fine folks at Ring Cam.
Yep. He believes they're using fake news to take away our freedoms.
Yes.
Even though there has been no follow-up since the night of the sighting. And the shelter in place put into effect was to keep people
just
from...
Just in case.
Well, you know, you don't want anyone mauled by a giant cat. And he's just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Man.
I want my freedom clawing.
Okay, so it's been a while since we got a letter from, I think, a legitimate crazy person. Dear Lord.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. Just to make sure, not that we have to, like, you know, justify what this crazy man says. Not to disappoint him. If there is a conspiracy theory, we couldn't have been a part of it because we were off the week of the Lions.
Yeah.
Right? We weren't even here.
True.
Right? So the folks that were running the conspiracy theory,
when we were
on the call with 1310-8 and WXXI, they were very upset.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Shoot.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. What's wrong with people? I'm being serious.
Yeah.
This guy who writes us, was it Paul? Paul?
Paul.
Paul. Refuses to believe this story, despite video evidence, multiple people seeing it with their own eyes, police radio, we have audio of, describing trying to track the cat down. We have all of these things. How does a guy like this decide what is okay to believe, and what, despite all the evidence, is a scam?
Well, I think he's one of those guys that doesn't believe anything.
Okay.
He just thinks everything is a hoax or a conspiracy.
Well, but he believes that there is a conspiracy that we were all in.
Yes.
Well, but you could also, like, not believe that it was really walking around and not go that deep. You know what I mean? Because they didn't confirm.
Deep cat state.
Or deny. They said it was possible, but we haven't seen anything else since this video, if it was real.
But he went full.
Yeah, but he went like, there's a reason why it existed in the first place. Yeah.
They're using a fake cat to lock us down.
Because personally, I don't think it ever really was walking around.
Wait, what?
I don't think it was. I think it was just a fake video.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, we've lost Kimmy too. What is going on in the world?
Well, I just
figured police
it,
said they never actually saw it.
I had a story that says
I don't know what
video,
story you saw, but they came out and said we have no confirmation that it's actually that it was actually seen.
My only thing was I didn't think it was that. I didn't think it was an actual mountain lion.
Yeah.
I just saw something because my thing was nobody whipped out their phone.
Right. It's
and filmed
only
it,
this
and like,
one tiny, teeny, tiny clip of
that tail in front of a ring cam, but.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying there wasn't anything.
Uh-huh. All right.
But I'm just saying nobody grabbed their phone and actually.
And all we have is the one guy that says he saw it. Nobody else.
There were multiple people running from the scene.
Well, according to this guy.
But
you
are becoming Paul.
No, I'm not saying like there's like somebody did this to influence the government. I'm saying I just think somebody did this for fun and it took off.
Ooh.
No, look what you did. Now you got him. Ooh. What is happening right now?
To lock
now?
Us in our houses.
No. Just
so we don't go out for snacks.
Don't we? It's on me. Looking at him. Looking at me.
Hey.
Don't we have police audio of them laying eyes
Where
on
is
this
it?
Animal? Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm asking. You tell me. You're the one that saw it.
It is funny, though, that there's really nothing exists except for that little tail thing.
Yeah, a little clip of a ring cam that they couldn't verify if it was real or not.
I mean, we watched videos.
They said that even like the DEC like took measurements and said, based on this video, if it's real, this is what the animal could be.
Yes.
And here's the other thing. There's not one street camera that picked this thing up?
What do you mean? We only have street cameras in the city of Rochester that read license plates, or
no? I'm talking about those
the blue
ones,
one. They
like the traffic ones.
Yeah.
They have traffic.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
street cams.
They have those street cams everywhere.
But aren't you're talking about the ones that are on the solar lights?
I don't know what they're attached to.
But there's street cams. There's cameras all over the place.
Okay.
There's other ring cams.
Yeah.
Are there?
We got one ring cam.
Well, one ring cam on the whole street or area.
It's possible.
It is possible.
Okay, so I just want to be clear.
Okay.
I just want to be clear. You guys think it's more likely.
I haven't seen the mayor in a while.
You didn't let me finish my question. You guys think it's more likely that somebody perpetrated a hoax that became.
Well, I just think somebody shared a video and we all really ran with it.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Can I finish?
Yes.
Can I finish?
The doofus in the white shirt in the back, please.
You guys think it's more likely
that
someone in this town perpetrated a hoax via video that became national news, had everyone talking, the police, the DEC involved with everything, and was not exposed over that hoax. You think that is more likely than there wasn't a camera that caught it somewhere else?
Yes.
No. What I am saying is it's not a hoax. It was just a cat
Or
it was probably a shadow of a cat that looked bigger than what it actually is going down the street.
Here we go. This is your boy. Look at you two.
I don't think
it's a sinking pirate ship.
I'm not calling it a hoax. I'm just saying that ain't a lion.
But don't you think if they actually thought there was that roaming around, we would still be worried about it? They would still be on the lookout for it?
Oh. So here's why you wouldn't be. And here's the issue. 252 WCMF.
Now it's in Utica.
252-9263. You're not half wrong. Mm. Again, we got a letter from a man named Paul who accused us of being part of a conspiracy theory that lied, along with the RPD, the DEC, and all other media members about the cat, giant lion, bobcat, whatever, being downtown 2.5 weeks ago because we wanted to lock people down, along with the government, to perpetrate something, take our freedoms away. Kimmy, all of a sudden, is starting to slide down this conspiracy theory train.
I mean, she makes some
valid
points.
I think it's more likely that it never existed than it actually was, like, roaming around the city of Rochester.
Okay. So you asked, why haven't we heard anything about it since? Mm. So there have been other examples, as cited by the DEC, of stuff that this has happened before.
Yeah, but they were able to confirm those other examples.
Only because... So the story that they gave, South Dakota, I believe, is where
that's where it came
started.
From, and it ended up here.
The cat started in South Dakota.
Because of its accent.
It walked through urban areas in upstate New York, and it was found after it was hit by a car in Connecticut.
Yeah.
This does happen. I mean, it's not a lot, but it does happen. Not to mention...
Didn't RFK Jr. pick it up and eat it?
Was it Kimmy driving around in a car with him? Let me tell you what else I think. Also, Kimmy, I went back to our break room records.
Okay.
Because, again, we were off for when this cat was. But back on July 3rd, we did a story from the State Department of Environmental Conservation, and they announced that they were going to start trapping bobcats. Mm-hmm. Now, they did this after years of saying the bobcat population was insignificant in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Yet people kept saying they were spotting
bobcats.
5 or 6 days before this shows up, the DEC puts out the story that they were going to trap and track bobcats. Now, if it's a big bobcat, is that out of the question, Kimmy, right after this story happened?
Didn't Skyler see one? In his tattoo shop?
That was in Colorado. Not in New York State.
He was in a hot tub.
Right?
Yeah, but they said, but the DEC said, based on that video and the measurements they took at the scene, it would have been a mountain lion.
Wait, say that again.
The DEC.
Okay.
Who came out to this area where the ring cam was taken.
The big cat.
They took measurements based on the video, and they said, if it's anything, it has to be a mountain lion.
Okay. Kimmy? Name me the last video hoax that existed for more than 48 hours before it was proven false.
I don't know. I can't even name a video hoax.
But
I don't understand what you're getting at.
Now Sharon is falling down the Kimmy rabbit hole here.
What she said?
She writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us, and I'm going to read it the way I think she
I feel like you're kind of pushing the hoax.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I see what you're up to.
Are we now a show divided? Hold on, I got to make a phone call.
Hoax on hoax.
Hello? Yes, Conspiracy Theory Central. Or no, wait, it's not a conspiracy theory. Truth Central, who told me to do the hoax? Sharon writes us on Instagram.
All right, what's she saying?
If people were running away, where are they? Why has anyone
still
come
running.
Forward? Huh?
They're in Jersey.
Huh?
They haven't stopped.
Huh?
I mean, man. They couldn't find anybody else that saw it. Except for
yeah, where are the
dude?
Other people that were like screaming?
You don't think like people would want to let everybody know what they saw?
Because like when people saw Godzilla, I mean, they were talking about it.
Yeah. When they
I mean, I don't
use
know,
that
Tommy.
To take away people's freedom.
It sounds like to me if there's anybody that wants people to stay inside their homes and be scared of the world outside, it's Pat Duffy.
What are you talking about?
Pat Duffy, the man who hates outside.
I do hate outside.
Hates summer.
I do hate summer.
Lives on his couch. has a cave.
Could be a mountain lion in your backyard.
Right now. I am, okay. Now look what you did.
Whatever.
Look what you did. Whatever. Paul starts it. Kimmy jumps in. Well, Paul made a couple of good points.
I don't
nope,
think
no.
he conspiracy. Did it for a nope. reason. I just think it got a little out of hand.
No, we got a conspiracy going on over here. Ooh, Nisa.
Like
Nisa writes us on
Nisa?
Instagram. Nisa, N-I-S-S-A. I think I'm saying that the right way. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I'm going to say it like I'm assuming.
Okay.
Was it the DEC trying to hide the fact that mountain lions are in New York State? You had another break months ago talking about the DEC saying there are no mountain lions in New York State. I don't even know what side that person's on anymore.
Either, yes.
Man. Jason writes us on Twitter. DEC said on the video it was a cougar, not a bobcat. Tell Kimmy to get her facts straight.
Oh, wait, what did I say? I was
It was
reading.
A cougar, not a bobcat. See, that's just it. That's the problem.
I didn't say bobcat. You said bobcat.
I said potential. He is clearing up the story. I don't know why you're yelling at me here. I'm just trying to bring...
They said it was a mountain lion or cougar, which is the same thing.
I have always said potential lion. And are we sure
You said
that
bobcat.
Okay. I brought up the bobcat story before to say that things that aren't normally in this area can show up in this area. That's the point I was trying to make.
Right.
And by the way, we haven't even talked about the fact that this could potentially also have been somebody's pet just got and
like an exotic
back.
Pet.
Exactly.
And they don't want to report
also
it.
Also possible.
They don't want to report it because then they get in trouble.
And they would have their lion taken away.
Mm. I think they shouldn't call it a lion.
What's that? Alleged lion.
Because everybody thinks it's a lion. Like you see at the zoo.
But a mountain lion.
The mountain lion.
It's
different.
Be.
Ain't no big ass lion.
So what do you call it? We call it a cougar. How about that?
Just call it a big cat.
Yeah. Well,
big cat.
Okay.
Okay. Now, look what you've done.
What happened?
Look what you've done, Kimmy.
What happened?
We got more stuff coming in on Instagram. And I'm not even going to read this because it's so ridiculous. People are going to freak out. Let's talk to Jacob writes us.
All right.
I've seen a mountain lion in Lindley, New York. Kimmy, can we find out how far Lindley is from here?
Lindley?
Lindley,
heard of
New
Lindley.
York.
I don't even know how to spell that.
Yeah.
Lindley?
L-I-N-D-L-E-Y.
He says he's... Seen it.
He said he's seen it in Lindley, New York. He saw it, seeing him, seeing it.
It would be more likely, though, for there to be like sightings of those things way out there. And, yeah, obviously, like, nobody's going to have a video of it because there's not a lot of people around. But I would just think where this thing was spotted, how is it not caught on any other camera?
I just find it strange. Was there any video evidence of that bear in Pittsburgh a couple of years ago after you ran your mouth and then it was in like
I don't think so.
I don't remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't question the bear in Pittsburgh, Kimmy.
Well, but there have been bears in the area.
And there have been lions in New York.
In the city, though. Like right in the middle of a city.
There have been bears in
the remember
city.
Remember they tried to hit it with a tranquilizer gun and they ended up killing it?
Yeah.
So there's a video and officials talking about the bear that saw the bear.
Okay.
That confirmed the bear.
We've lost Kimmy. Kimmy's gone forever. Kimspiracy lives on. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want to tell you a story.
Oh, I love a good story.
This happened just east of us, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
A 21-year-old man has been arrested after police say he was caught stealing multiple road signs. Authorities were called for the report of someone on an ATV swiping the signs from the road. And that in itself is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to that in a second. What makes the story even worse, when authorities got there, they said the 21-year-old man smelled like alcohol. They ran tests. Police say he had a BAC of 0.17, over double the legal
limit. Yeah.
Because they found him on an ATV, he was arrested. He's got a court date coming up. And it's going to be a doozy of a court date.
And the poor kid's 21.
All right, hold on. Let's talk about that, though. 21, a little long in the tooth for stealing road signs. No?
Man, I was doing jackass stuff at 34.
Yeah, but you're not.
I wouldn't count it out at 21.
Okay,
it's like your introduction into the freedom of drinking alcohol openly for the first time in your life.
No, but the fact that you can go to a bar means I don't need to make my own fun by stealing road signs anymore.
Yeah.
No?
Listen. I agree with you, but I also see he's a dumb kid.
Think about how many people you still knew that were jackassing around at 21.
Doesn't mean that they weren't idiots. Look,
right, but I'm saying it's not out of the question.
When I think specifically stealing roadsides, Kimmy, I think 16, 17, 18, 19. Once you hit 20, that shouldn't even cross your mind anymore.
It shouldn't, but it does.
So that used to be a college thing, right?
Yes.
Like you steal something from your town, you bring it?
So let's talk about that. Right? Like, that has been the traditional reason why these street signs go missing.
So, you know, being living next to Naz and having woods right behind me?
Let me just make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. B, being living next to Naz.
Yes. Being living next
being
to Naz. That's regular ass English, man.
Where you being? I being living next to Naz.
Hey, that passes for English in the deep south.
I saw it looking at me, looking at it, being living next to Naz.
And then it growled at me. No, but like every once in a while when I'm back there doing stuff,
yeah,
I'll see stop signs.
Like they chuck back.
Oh, yeah. These kids get caught or up, and they'll just be back there. And I have to take them and just put them in the, you know, and the town takes them away.
Okay, so you bring them out by the road.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, and the town just takes them away and arrests me.
So with kids, yeah. I mean, and this is the time of year. Kids are going to go off to college, and they go. They want to take a memento from
their
hometown.
He's 21.
So okay, but I'm saying like when we normally see this. For the kids that are taking these things,
yeah.
It seems just like young hijinks and fun and no big deal. It turns out that the state of New York takes stealing road signs very seriously.
Well, yeah, because there's a reason it says stop.
So in the state of New York, stealing a road sign can result in major fines, jail time, and restitution payments to the town or village you swiped it from.
You got to pay for that sign, buddy.
Oh, no, that's not what we're talking about.
What?
We're talking about instances where there have been accidents because of the missing sign.
So you got to pay for the accident?
If you take a sign and an accident happens because of it, you are both criminally and financially liable for the accident.
So I got to pay for both cars?
Yes, on top of the criminal charges you'll be facing for just
taking
the sign.
Well, I mean, that should be... That's a good thing.
Okay, but here's the thing.
What
folks may not understand past that, those signs are way more expensive than you look.
What's a good old stop sign going for these days?
I mean, you take a couple of signs, you're easily over the $999 mark for grand larceny in New York.
Oh, because of the tariffs.
Not to mention,
yeah.
According to state law, if any accident happens, anything bad, what you did is an automatic felony.
Yeah, I don't want to live with that guilt either. God forbid.
Yeah.
So, like, again, I know
it's bad. It's stupid.
No, but you're being you're downplaying it because, like, I get why people think, like, I'm just taking this funny thing, no big deal. No, like, you get caught, your kid's life could change.
It could.
Like, that's how bad it is.
Right.
252 WCMF talking about this 21-year-old guy arrested after police say they got reports of a man on an ATV messing around with signs and showed up, caught him stealing road signs. They also say he was drunk. If your kid or you are thinking about doing this, don't. Serious trouble. As we say that, Cody's on CMF. Hey, Cody, how are you, buddy?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good, Cody. What do you got?
This is a funny roadside story from Orleans County on the west side. I got to be careful how I pronounce it for the sanctity of your FCC airways, but it's called Pussy Road.
Okay.
P-U-S-E-Y.
Okay.
Leads straight to your mom's house. Can't miss it. Huge sign out front. Mama Duffy's all you can eat. In one of the stolen signs glued to it. So the sign gets stolen all the time. It got stolen so much, they actually had to change the spelling on the sign.
The Crunt Road?
P-U-Z-Z-Y.
How did that help, though?
To stop stealing it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think that would stop people from taking that sign, because they're going to pronounce it however they want, whether it's an S or a Z.
No, it didn't stop them at all. They've completely given up at this point on labeling that road at all.
So, you know, he brings up a funny point, and if you've traveled through Colorado, you've seen this before.
What's that?
They have the mile markers.
Yes.
So in Colorado, the 420 mile marker was getting stolen so often, it's the one mile marker in the state that doesn't go every 10. They put up a 419 to keep it from getting stolen. I mean, like, it is amazing.
Yeah.
Cody, to your point, like, these signs that everybody want, they have to actually do different things to make sure people don't get hurt because people are stealing them.
Yeah, they do. And like I said, it still didn't work because the street sign was on the same post as the stop sign, and there were people taking the entire post.
So you might as well, right?
The street sign was gone. All of it was gone.
By the way, you take the entire post, that sign in itself, having to put it back up, will be over $1,000 you're looking
at. Oh, yeah, because you got both the things.
Yeah. Cody, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Cody sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, Cody. All right, let me ask you a question. I see you guys on hold. Sit tight for me. All right, Tommy, you're a dad.
Okay.
You got a 17-year-old kid you're about to take to college, 18-year-old kid. The night before you leave, you open up the garage, and you see a stop sign with the town of Pittsford on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
They've been hiding it to sneak it in the car. What do you do?
I'm pissed. I can't even get rid of the goddamn thing.
How do you get rid of it? What do you do?
I'm going to go stick it.
You'll go put it back?
No. I'm going to wait till night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it out at the curb.
Okay.
But not my curb.
You're going to frame a neighbor?
Yep. No, he'll get framed.
That's like the worst thing, not only to do, but to teach your kid. Hey, kid, let's take care of this. Go put it in so-and-so's yard.
Now, I do find those signs in the woods, and I do put them down in the town tanks, and nobody really questions it.
Uh-huh.
Now, they obviously know what the deal is because I'm finding them in the woods. But
do they know what the deal is?
Well, they never question me. I just leave it there. I've never been arrested.
Okay.
So I would sneak it down the street and leave it somewhere.
I just want to back up.
Oh, you know, leave it on a main road.
I just want to back up to the conversation we had a second ago where Kimmy doesn't believe there was any big cat roaming around downtown because there wasn't any ring cam footage. You live in a neighborhood where everyone has a ring cam.
Yeah, you do.
You don't think that every ring cam in the neighborhood would catch you dragging that heavier-than-it-looks sign down the road
okay,
to frame a neighbor?
Dragging it.
What are you doing?
I'm dressing all in black.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put it in a car.
Yeah.
And then nobody will see me.
But they'll see your car.
I'll have a hat.
Uh-huh. And then all the other ring cams will pick up your car pulling out of your driveway.
By the way, you have a very distinct walk, so no matter what you're dressed in, they're going to know it's
What's
you.
Wrong with my walk?
No, it's called looks painful.
The DC is going to come out and take measurements of the area. Based on our findings, this must be a Tommy Mue.
Kimmy, he'd get caught just in the time it takes for him to get out of the chair in the front seat of his car.
So you're saying there's a cool cat on the loose with a stop sign?
Boo. Bro, you'd be busted immediately.
I'm going to try that.
All right, Kimmy, let's put you in mom mode here.
Okay.
You got a 15-year-old son, same situation. You open up the garage, city or Rochester stop sign the night before you're going to take him to college. What do you do?
I mean, I'm probably just going to let it go.
Wait, you're going to let him take the sign?
I'm not letting him take the sign.
Then what do you do with it?
I'm burying that sign in the backyard somewhere.
Okay.
Like, I guess you could just leave it
in your
house.
I'm getting rid of the sign, yeah, or hiding it somewhere.
Well, I mean,
the kid's going to be in trouble, but I knew kids that did this.
But did they ever get caught?
I don't think so.
So, you know, you bring up the whole, like, leave it in your garage thing. And I guess that's a possibility. The only fear I would have is if I leave it in my garage, and eventually I have to call the cops to my house for some reason, and they see the town of Pittsford stop sign in my garage, well, now we got problems.
Well, I do like burying it in the backyard. That's a good one,
but
really.
Your neighbors are going to think you killed somebody. Middle of the night,
let them think that. That's better.
Okay.
What's the fine for that? What's the fine for killing a guy and burying him in my backyard?
You like $250.
No, that's not bad.
Would you also be pissed that your kid, like, go make your buddy take this? Why did you take it?
You're a leader, not a follower.
You're going to be the one in trouble.
Get a girlfriend. Get a job.
Folks, wait on hold. Folks, writing us on Instagram. Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram. Yeah. Never not funny. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, similar to Cody's story, the Cock Ram Road sign in Byron often goes missing, and it's always Tommy trying to get it in his mouth.
There have to be people in neighborhoods and that live on streets that deal with this constantly.
I mean, we're getting a ton of these things. Jaden writes, he writes the same thing, Cock Ram Road. They said they have, that's not a real road.
Well, two people have said it.
Why would you name a road Cock Ram Road?
Did they say where?
It says it's in Byron.
Byron?
Jaden says they had to put the sign like 20 feet up the telephone pole now so it won't get stolen. How bad do you want a cock ram? Because you could climb up there.
Yep, it's a road.
I really hope that someone's last name.
Burge in New York.
Oh, it probably is.
Cock ram?
Dr. Cock ram.
No,
Dr. Cock ram. Dr. Cock ram.
I think I've seen a couple of his videos. 252 WCMF again, talking about this 21-year-old guy east of us, arrested. After police were called, a man on an ATV messing around with road signs when they got there. They say they caught him stealing multiple road signs. They also say he smelled of alcohol. Not only is he facing a DWI, he's facing charges for stealing these signs. And like we were saying, folks do not understand how severe these punishments are stealing these signs. Not only can you be facing grand larceny because the cost of the sign is higher than you think it is.
Yeah.
If an accident happens because of the sign you took, you are held criminally liable, and that can increase to a felony. And we're talking 17, 18, 19-year-old kids.
Oh, my God.
Whose lives could change forever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good to hear from you.
So I was just calling to say, it's like, you guys really don't know how country people be. Like, we're just going to do dumb crap until the day we die.
Look, Ben, everybody's going to
like calling radio shows?
Everybody's going to do dumb crap. I am simply arming you with the information that you may not have had, that this is a way bigger deal than people think it is.
Oh, I understand that. Like, it's just, I don't know, if you see, I'm not saying go steal, like, a yield sign or a stop sign. I was like, who cares if somebody goes to take the Cock Ram Street sign?
People who are trying to find that street would care.
Dr. Cock Ram? Dr. Cock Ram?
Go follow your GPS. I don't know.
It's dynamite logic, Ben.
Use a map.
All right. Use a map.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Ben. Have a good rest of the day. Ben's hot take. You should be able to legally steal signs. J- Joey writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Dr. Cockram is a gynecologist. I only read that joke because I wanted to shame you. Your joke sucks.
Dr. Cockram.
Shut up. Danny writes us. If you take Child I Have all the way to Darien Lake, there is a street called Trip Road. I have wanted to take it for the last 10 years every time I pass it. I guess we can figure out what Danny does when he's hanging out at home by himself.
Okay.
All right, guys, don't do it. I'm begging you. Because you're gonna, it'll be one of those stories where it's going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. You've been sentenced to weekends in jail. Whoa, 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 whoa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe we're overreacting.
Okay.
Maybe everything is all smoothed out and folks in Pittsburgh and the state and the county have got this all figured out.
Yeah.
But based on a story that happened that we read earlier this week and an experience that anyone lives on the east side has been having over and over and over again for a month, we might be looking at a serious traffic apocalypse.
Trapocalypse?
Cockburn. Cockram. You're hanging out in the Breaker Brunch, just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So today kicks off Buffalo Bills training camp.
Oh, boy.
Officially. Hard Knocks running around filming everything. And our good buddy Mike Danger, he is out there. We're going to talk to him in about 45 minutes.
Okay.
Everything going on out at camp. But, all right. 2 months ago, they started work on a project that desperately needed to be done. A bridge over the Erie Canal on 490.
Yeah.
Yep. East and west there. And in an effort to keep things rolling smooth during this massive project, they introduced a new way to do traffic to get people through. It's called the zipper method. And the idea is everyone stays in their lanes until the last possible minute, and then people alternate, go, 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 while you're still moving. The studies have shown this is a way more effective way of getting people through.
Traffic going.
Yeah, you got it. In practice, however, it's been an effing nightmare.
Not everybody got the memo, or they just ignored it.
If you have to travel 490 East specifically, it sucks.
Yes, it does.
You will get stuck in standstill traffic depending on the time of day, rush hour in the morning and evening specifically. So here's the problem.
What's the problem?
The exit where the construction is happening is one exit past 31F, where you get off to go see the Bills at St. John Fisher do training camp. On top of that, because of the construction over the Erie Canal Bridge, more people are loading up not only 31F, but the Pittsford exit on 590.
Yeah, so the alternatives.
To avoid all the traffic where people are also getting off to go participate in camp at St. John Fisher University. Now, here's the thing. The Bills run that tram system, so you can park away from the stadium, get on a school bus, and get your way
but
in.
But you still got to get to that point first.
That should be easier because it's away from all the congestion.
Yeah, but you still have to get, depending on where you're at, you may still have to navigate all those back roads.
You're right. But there are also people, Tommy, and hundreds of people at every camp who decide to park on people's lawns across the street, which is going to increase further traffic. This is going to be a nightmare, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want it to be a nightmare? You kind of have like this look of satisfaction on your face.
No. Go have your fun.
Why do you want?
I know because he feels like he knows the shortcuts, the ins and outs of Pittsburgh. Well, okay, so
I can
like,
walk to it.
So I think he may take a little joy in it to some extent.
No, but here's what... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I smugly say this. I can walk to it.
Okay, but here's what you're not getting. All of this stuff is happening around the corner from your house.
Yeah.
Which means if people are trying to get these places, they're going to clog up the roads around you.
I know. It's going to suck.
True.
So then why are you smugly excited?
I don't know. Because I live on a private drive. Oh. No big deal.
It's not a big deal. But you didn't pay for the house. You don't pay for the mortgage.
Yeah. I didn't get tied up. I didn't tie up all my money in real estate.
What money?
The money I have.
You, when was that?
I have tens.
You sold your house. You owed $50 somehow. Like, how are they planning on dealing
with this?
I don't know. I
didn't even think about that. Because I always figured that you take a tram from someplace else, like Wegmans Park. Is it Wegmans?
No, it's not. I think there's two high schools they're using this year again.
So I haven't taken that way in a little while. Is it backed up to the St. John Fisher exit?
So
like how far is it? Because the one time I got stuck on it, it wasn't backed up that far.
So I mean, rush hour is going to be a nightmare.
I haven't seen
hopefully you'll be able to at least get off.
Yes, I haven't seen it get all the way back there. Mm-hmm. But I am thinking like when practice is over and you have all these people trying to get the hell out there.
It'll be a nightmare.
It's going to be rough.
But and then, it'll be midday. That might help.
Practice also starts in the morning. So you could have a combo rush hour people trying to get to training camp situation. And there are a lot of people that don't want to ride these buses, like Mark writes us. And it is the easiest way to get there. I think it costs, what, a dollar?
I don't even know.
It was a
dollar. But tomorrow it's going to be great because it's going to be 95 degrees.
It's a sweaty bus.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what Mark writes. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, riding that bus absolutely sucks, especially on a hot day. Getting there early and parking on someone's lawn is the best.
Yeah, but that's pretty limited. There's only a few houses that do that.
Yeah, you're right. Unless you know somebody in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, yeah, if you have a buddy. Man, if you have a buddy that's in walking distance,
oh yeah,
you're golden.
Yo, you should park on their lawn.
No, I don't know what. That's a lawn.
You can make a fortune parking people on your lawn. Seriously.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Everybody's got a price. How much would you have to make per day?
To ruin my front yard?
You mean your wife's front yard.
You can repair it.
You love repairing it. I love being outside.
Well, how many cars? Let's see. I got a pretty expensive front yard.
Expansive?
Yeah.
So let's say you can fit like six cars out there.
How much a day would you have to make for 2 weeks?
So I'd charge $100 a day.
You think you're in $100 a spot range?
Bro, it's like a half a mile from your house. Yeah.
And you had to walk around.
Yeah. Like if you were to be able to make $300 a day for 2 weeks, would you do it? Let's see, that's let's say six practices
a week.
I'd
have to redo the whole yard.
You'd have to redo the whole yard. That's like $4,600?
Ooh.
If you were able to get 600 every day or 300.
Oh, I think I would. Yeah, I would.
Did I say
if I could make that kind of money.
I forgot the numbers. I think I did it wrong.
No, you said $300
a day. $300
a day. How many practices are there?
I blacked out. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, $300 a day, and that's all cash only.
Yeah, why don't you try it?
I only take cash.
Would your wife be on board with that?
No.
She loves the money coming in too, bro.
Oh, she likes the money.
Well, you ain't bringing in any money with this job. It's finally you pulling your weight around.
No, but I also know how she. I know how she is about the house.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, it's hers. She owns it alone. So I get it.
I am married, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm on the deed.
It's very nice. Why do you lie into FCC microphones?
I don't know.
All right, so listen, just a heads up. If you do have tickets to go to camp.
You need to leave now for tomorrow.
I'm just saying, be prepared.
Walk from your house.
Give yourself a little extra time, as Tommy likes to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, hot days, patients can wear thin.
Hydrate.
Don't get out of control when you're in that traffic sitting there.
Loose clothing.
All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.